Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Hero Podcast. I'm your host, Mauricio Porras, and today we have an inspiring guest who's dedicated her life to environmental advocacy. Joining us is Pia Carazo, co-founder of Quantum Leap, an NGO working on advancing holistic solutions for climate change. Throughout this episode, we'll explore Pia's transformative path from lawyer to environmental champion, discover the challenges and lessons learned along the way. Join the Hero Movement at herocircle.app to accelerate climate policy for as little as €6 a month. Get ready to be inspired as we uncover the remarkable story of Pia, empowering you to make a difference. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Hero Podcast. Today I have fellow Costa Rican, Pia Carazo. Pia, how are you? And welcome to the podcast.
So thank you, Mauricio. I'm pretty well and very excited to be here. So thank you for inviting me.
Loving the amazing paint you have behind you and all the colors.
Oh, thank you. It's also from a Costa Rican painter. So
It looks very colorful. Yeah, it reminded me of Costa Rica. So happy to start with that feeling of home. So Pia, well, first of all, thank you for joining the podcast and supporting the work that we're doing at Hero. I would love for you to share a bit more about you. What's your story and what brought you close to the climate space for those who are listening to you for the first time?
Well, probably like the short version. I studied law, and then I specialized in human rights. So my life path was relatively settled, right? I did a PhD in human rights, and I was going to go into academia, teaching, and focusing more on the human rights aspect of international law. But then... well, around 2013-14, just before the Paris Agreement, and because my husband was working at the Climate Change Secretariat of the United Nations, I started getting more and more in contact with the issue of climate change. So first from an academic science point of view. But after the Paris Agreement, most importantly, after 2016 in Trump's election as president of the United States, I realized that I didn't want to live like I was doing anymore, right? Like it was like an urge that it was absolutely necessary to do something, right? That I would not forgive myself in my deathbed if I didn't change my career. So actually, that's what I did. Like I swapped 1,000% what everything that I was doing, and started our foundation alongside my husband and my sister-in-law as well, who was also working in climate change. And we started working in 2019, and yes, we've been getting several projects and are very happy and getting a little bit more relaxed that we're contributing to bring things forward.
That's amazing. I mean, I think it's a great example of, you know, the power that each one of us has to do something, right, for the common good. I'm wondering, because I guess many of the people listening feel that urge that you felt, right, some years back of what can I do, how can I do more? So I'm wondering, like, How did you, because this is a big realization, and as you said, you did a 1,000 degree kind of change. So what was going in your mind, like, as you kind of, you know, because once you have that spark or that realization that you have that power, that you can do something, obviously, you know, what did it take to do that drastic change? How did you feel? And what are some like key insights? Like how did you transfer all that into action? Obviously, you created the foundation, but what was the process to kind of get there, and what things needed to change for you to kind of follow that path?
Well, the first thing that needed to change, and I work on that every day, was the fact that I have to trust the flow of life and the flow of the universe. And as an academic, to get used to not knowing everything before acting or before doing, right? That feels like a loss of control for somebody like the person I was, right? And so this trust, and also, yes, daily overcoming doubt, right? Self-doubt, or the questions in your, you know, like the voice in your head saying, you are absolutely insane, right? Like, it has, what you're doing has nothing to do with what you studied for 25 years, right? In your work for, right? So, but I found a book also that said, you know, like, it's the power of doing something crazy, or it's the power of doing something that other people would say it's stupid. And I do believe that in the moment that your heart is aligned and that you know there's no alternative, right? Like at the beginning, we didn't make any money, right? Like we had no grants, no funding, nothing. But the question was never arose if I wanted to do something else, because for me, there's just no alternative. That's why I'm what I'm here for, you know? It kind of like felt like, yeah, makes more sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is amazing. And I mean, I guess, you know, like we have a study from Pew Research that says that 70% of people of 17,000 around the world said that, you know, they know that they are going to be impacted by the effects of climate change in their lifetime, and that they just don't know how to do it or how to tackle the problem. So what do you see like moving forward, or what could be your message to people that they do know that we're in a climate crisis, they want to do something more for the climate, but the topic sometimes just feels very overwhelming. It finds it's, you know, it feels too complex and you kind of don't know where to start. So what are some of your kind of learnings that you can share on how to come to that, you know, realization that you have this inner power and finding those solutions out there?
Well, I think the most important thing is just to start small. I mean, even, you know, creating a foundation, it sounds like really fancy, but it's really, you know, it's just a piece of paper, right? It was nothing. It's just empty, right? So just start small, and the universe will act through you as you, the way you are. So if in your life, what makes you, you know, check, people should just look around and see what they can change in order to make their life more climate friendly or environmentally friendly. So if that is, for example, just reduce red meat consumption, super. You already, yeah, that's something, and it's good, right? It's good. Just find little steps, and every day with little steps, you will get closer to feeling more harmony and less guilt or less stress and less anxiety, because you know you're doing something. You're being part of the solution, and you're not just waiting for someone else to do it for you. And so I think that's the key.
Small actions, and I think action is a key word, right? Like just being there, like paralyzed or worried about the problems and not kind of contributing in some way or the other. I think that's key. So action is key. And I love the way you said it, because it's basically small actions that can have a huge impact. And with that, I want to talk a bit more, obviously, about the work of HERO, in the sense that we have understood that people want to do more, but they sometimes don't know how. And Obviously, some will go the full way like you did, like you're going to create a foundation or a project or a startup and go all in. But also there's an overwhelming majority that want to do more, but maybe are not ready, or they have other careers that, you know, they also love. So it shouldn't be like choosing between one or the other, right? So with Hero, we kind of developed this simple, effective way for people to engage. And our theory of change is that by empowering and supporting financially those at the front lines of climate action that we call mobilizers, working at the intersection of campaigning and policy change, we believe they have one of the most important jobs of our time. And unfortunately, they're not being paid for it. But it's a full-time job, and it's one of the most important jobs. So I want to have your perspective, you know, talking about these small actions and how citizens can take that, you know, kind of small steps with huge impacts. What is your take on the importance of financing and having citizen-backed support to this climate mobilizers, most of them youth mobilizers that want to make this their career and their paying jobs, but currently it's not being paid. So what is your take on that?
Well, I think that financial support is essential, right? Like talking about myself or our team, we could only really have an impact after we got funding, right? That's the moment in which all your energy can be focused on the job or your actions or your lobbying or whatever you're doing, right? And so that is absolutely key. And it's important. It's really important to know that it's a job. You work very hard every day, many hours, right? And people are doing it now, like, you know, like next to their normal day jobs. And it is also done with heart and soul. So it's a lot of effort and a lot of work. And having financial support means just changes everything to it, everything. Because you know you don't have to worry about other things. It's enough to worry about climate change and getting policy changed, right? So that's where the key is. And also for the other side, right? Like there are many people who know, right? Oh, I'm not going to go there and be, you know, a climate activist, or I'm not going to go and be a policy influencer or whatever, right? I like my job as a lawyer, right? But then they know they want to do more. So supporting somebody that does that part of the deal, right, also makes you feel better, right? It's like a win-win-win situation. So that's why I love Hero.
Thank you so much. And with your foundation, I know you work, you know, at the intersection, obviously, of governments, with citizens, with the private sector, and you know, policy, it's crucial to do things at scale and set like that, those rails to kind of guide humanity towards those policies that are so much needed to fight climate change, and also at the same time social justice and fighting inequality. So why is it so important? Because sometimes we hear the word policy, and obviously people also politics is a complex issue. So, but why is it so important to think about these solutions at scale and to think of the system change? And obviously, mobilizers play a huge role in influencing this policy, but it's also a collaborative effort, you know, from the work that you're doing. And as I said, from governmental efforts, the private sector. So we all have to play a role. But why is it so crucial to actually enact a policy to sustain that change over time?
Well, I think there's nothing more structural or systemic than policy or a law, right? It, in the moment that it's enacted, spreads and covers everything in a particular country or state. And Our foundation is called Fundación Quantum, Quantum Foundation, and we call our initiative Quantum Leap, right? And creating a law or creating policy is an example of a quantic leap, right? It is the moment in which the shift that happens is major. And as citizens or as consumers, we could only, if we did everything perfectly right, like absolutely perfectly right, we can only reduce like 30, max 40% of emissions, and the rest is structural. The rest, no matter how hard we tried, as individuals or together, we would not be able to change it. And that's why we need state policy, and we needed it 10 years ago, right? I mean, the leaders have of our governments, they have disappointed us drastically and dramatically. And now it's a moment that we all have to remind them and call them to do the work, that the job they had to do, right? And it's also not only about climate or the planet, right? It's about humanity and humanity's survival, right? The ones that will suffer the most are us humans. Drought, heat storms, migration waves. I mean, like, the list goes on and on, right? So it's also a responsibility of leaders and governments towards their own people, right? And there's like a, I don't know, it's like dysfunctional by now. Like, that's what makes, yeah, I think that's what makes me the most upset. For me, that's the hardest to accept, that leaders are just not doing their job. And we're now desperate, right?
Yeah, and I think this is where citizen engagement, like, this is where we need it the most, because obviously the window is closing. I mean, 6 to 7 years to really keep the temperature below the 1.5, as per scientists and the UN, and it needs to be a collective effort. We really need all hands on deck. And as you said at the beginning, it's with the small actions, small contribution, finding what you're passionate about. Some will follow all the way through their purpose, as you did, which is amazing. And hopefully we could multiply that by the millions. And others could support, you know, those that are doing the work but don't have the financial means, and that are fighting against corporations and systems that outsize the financial resources they have, right? I found that it was very, going into this of disappointment, and then we will obviously close on a more optimistic note. But at the last COP, right, there were 600 fossil fuel lobbyists at the biggest climate event organized by the United Nations, versus 100-120 people from civil society. That really is shocking and tells you the disproportionate involvement and support that there is on the most crucial, you know, issue of our time. So what do you think, you know, having all this context, all this crisis that we're seeing, lack of political will, but at the same time, all this energy from so many people working in different sectors through different actions, what do you think moving forward, you know, are the, let's say, let's not talk about the biggest challenges, let's go in a more optimistic way. What do you see are the biggest opportunities for us as citizens to come together and shift the outcome of what today is a crisis?
Well, I think it's a window towards solidarity and care, caring for each other and being with each other as humans in our humanity, right? Full of contradictions and vulnerability and whatever we are, right? But we are also part of this incredible universe, right? We are made of stardust. We were created, all our molecules and atoms, if you think about it, it's amazing, right? It is just a wonder. and being aware of that wonder and acting through it, acting through you together with others, makes you a different type of human being, right? And you know, that's how it can feel like. And I meet a lot of people every day that, having done that, like opening up and saying, I'm here and I will do what I can and I will join others that are also doing whatever they can, whatever it is. And that feels just amazing. And I think that's how we create another type of society and a better world and a better place. And yes, I want to believe, because I also do not accept the alternative, right? And I want to believe, and I believe that part of humanity will prevail over greed.
Yeah, the moving from the I to we, from individual to collective. And I think, you know, going back to that connection that you had with your purpose moving forward in your life, I think it's about, you know, when you realize that this is about the common good, this is about, you know, working with others, that's where the true purpose, where you click with that purpose. And that the way that you're describing, and for those who are listening, Pia has like a big smile when she talks about this. And it's because that joy that I see in you of being connected to that purpose comes from acting and putting your talents at the service of others and realizing that this is not an individual game, but a collective one. And I think, as you well described, that is the opportunity of our time, is to rethink how we move forward as a collective instead of just looking after just the personal gain. And with this, Pia, I want to close, but obviously I won't let you go without the question that we make to all of our guests, which is, what does it mean for you to be a hero?
I think it means getting up every day and, after breathing deeply, accept the things the way they are and make a decision every day, fresh and new, that you will keep on working and keep on doing your best efforts to make this a better place. And that's about it.
Well said. Pia, thank you so much for joining the Hero Podcast. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing and for inspiring others to move into this collective effort that we discussed. Wishing you all the best. Thank you for your support and for sharing your story. And we'll be in touch soon.
Well, and thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Pura vida. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Hero Podcast. Hero was born from a belief in citizen-backed solutions. We harness the power of technology to connect you to the next generation of climate leaders. Join our movement today at herocircle.app. Your legacy to the world starts here.